yeah.
Sports and music, yep, it's going hand in hand.
Yeah, we talking sports and music, yep, they going hand in hand. Balling with my beats on, gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sneakers, yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands, what they saying? Sports and music, sports and music, sports and music, yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music, sports and music, sports and music, gotta get it how we can. S&M all day, 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 S&M all day.
Yeah, we right back. Sports and music with the boy Mo Ager. We back in town once again.
You already know how we do it, man. You guys tuned in last week, you already know the show is on and popping, man. We have some great guests on, you know, we have some NBA players, we have some music guys, you know, we had a few things popping off. But, you know, before we go on, you know, we want to send a shout out to the families out in Oklahoma, for the kids who actually lost their lives in the tornado yesterday. So let's, continue to give our thoughts and prayers to those families out there. You know, I actually have family out there myself. I have a sister and a little niece. So, just a little concerned. But, you know, God is good always. And, keep your prayers up for those people. But thank you all for tuning in for another portion of Sports and Music with Mo Ager. You know, things are going really well. You know, the show is really starting to get out there. More people are being more, proactive on clicking that button, checking it out. Hopefully, you know, spread out throughout the whole world. We have some really good things on the show this week. We have Rashad Holloway, who's a professional boxer, and he's actually prepping for his next fight. We're going to have him on. He's going to talk about some things in the boxing world. You know, we have had sports guys, we had athletes, basketball, entrepreneurs, but we never had anyone from boxing on sports and music. So it's going to be good to be able to talk to someone that's actually in a different world than us. You know, well, sports and, you know, in general is the same world, but, you know, slugging and mugging. And I have to give you guys some updates on what's going on in Motown and Mo Ager's world. You know, currently we almost had 200,000 views on my debut release of my music film. So I'm really excited about it. You know, it hasn't been 2 weeks yet, and it's almost at 200K, and that's pretty good, you know, considering, you know, a bunch of things. So we got to go ahead and keep it going. And, I had to turn the music off because I have to thank you guys for that, because if it wasn't for you individuals, you know, the views wouldn't be where they are now. So we're going to continue to work hard to push that video and, you know, just make a difference and, you know, help the world with things that they might struggle with and whatever crap they're doing, you know, whether it be music, whether it be film, whether it be working a job, anywhere. You know, it's always good to have insight on what it's like to be special in my life and with God-given abilities. So, you know, we just got to continue to use our talent and work hard with them. You know, I want to send a special shout-out to Louis Mayo, who's doing a heck of a job on getting these videos out. We're currently doing some big things over at Volkswagen, and shout out to Robert Gal, shout out to Rory and those guys. And yesterday, you know, we had the Michigan State alumni funding event up in Orange County. Well, it was actually Newport Beach, but, you know, kind of in the same neighborhood, and it went excellent. You know, I got a chance to meet some legendary Spartans, some guys that I never really got a chance to meet when I was at school at Michigan State. You already know what it is. Got a chance to hang out with Mark Hollis, Mark D'Antonio. And they're doing some special things for the fall. You know, I can't wait to be able to get back up there and have my album release party, which is going to be fall at Michigan State. So you guys mark your calendars for that. You know, once we give you guys a solid date, you know, we're going to shoot for it and we're going to make it big. You know, we'll have a nice little get together. You know, I'm going to perform the Motown album. Yeah, and I want to give back to Michigan State. So it was also a good pleasure to be able to meet some new people that that's able to help out here in California. You know, so many Michigan State people out here in California. I hear 30,000 alumni in Los Angeles alone. So, you know, if you're an alumni of Michigan State, man, don't hesitate to reach out to, you know, to your Spartan alums. You know, we're always doing certain things. We're always watching games at Dick Wang. We're always at Hermoso Beach. Check us out, man. We're doing some really good things out here. But in the meanwhile, I need you guys to go ahead and check out the website. MoAger.com, MoAger.com. Shout out to Brenda Taylor, who did an excellent job on making that website look the way it looks, and all the content is right there for you. Whatever you need, you can go back and check out all the previous shows. Go back and check out some of the artists I've worked with in the past. Check out some of my music. Check out some of the music that I'm doing for commercial, film, TV. You know, one thing we want to be over here at Moegar Productions is a one-stop shop. So whatever you need, holler at us. We got beats. We got lyrics. We have music for scoring. You know, what you need? Holler at us. We making it happen. But today's show, you know, we're actually going to have to, you know, my boy Rashad Holloway come through. He's going to talk to us about his world and how he stays strong. You know, he dealt with an injury early on in the past year or so. So he's bouncing back from that. So, you know, it takes a strong individual to come back from boxing after an injury and compete. And then after that, we're going to have a portion of where I played for 3 to 4 of my records off my album. And, you know, a lot of guys have been hitting me up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, cell phone, LinkedIn, anything possible to get in contact with me. They all want to know and understand what's going on with my records. What I'm going to do is play a few songs and pretty much explain them. So it's going to be like a post-listening session for you guys, so I can go through some of the records, some of the stories behind them, what made me actually write the records, what made me produce them, what inspired them. And interact that way. And don't hesitate to call in. The call-in number is 914-338-1303. I'll say that once again. 914-338-1303. Don't hesitate to call in, man. We're in here doing some big things, and we want to inspire everyone to continue to hop on board and, you know, be a part of this movement. Easy Way Broadcasting, Mo Egger. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Yeah, we back once again, Sports and Music with Mo Ager. Shout out to my Detroit players. That just so happened to be one of my instrumentals on my last album. Well, my new album. That's going to be new forever. I'm going to continue to make it new. So shout out to everyone that tuned in and listening. So right now, I'm going to go into the first record, man. This record is called Enemy, produced by myself. Guitars played by Sean Speed Dillon, featuring Anna Christina. This is actually a record that meant a lot to me. It's something that I wrote a couple months ago. I made the beat and produced the beat about a year ago. And when I was putting my album together, I just didn't know what songs were going to go on it at that time. And one day I was just driving down the street, and this beat actually came on. It already had the hook on it and everything. You know, it was basically almost done. It just, the verses was open. The verses were open. And I just so happened to be going through a tough time at the moment, you know, spiritually, physically, emotionally. So, you know, once I got the record and took into the studio, I just went ahead and just laid it down and made magic to it. And it's one of my records that it means a lot to me because, you know, I'm speaking some real stuff on here. It's issues that we all deal with at times because it's called Enemy. You know, we all have our enemies that we deal with here and there. So this record is Enemy featuring Anna Christina. Let's get it.
Like I've been running out here for years, man. Cause only God can have my tears, man. The devil is chasing me every minute. He want me to fall behind. I'm not timid. I will finish this race. Cause Christ died. Y'all are sinners. Cause I ain't perfect. Nobody on the surface. But as long as I walk the surface, I'ma walk here with a purpose. I'm getting nervous. Cause Christ died for that one purpose. So they won't hurt us. But I feel that evil lurking. She got that devil in her heart. The one you can't believe. Don't be fooled by her pretty lips and Maybelline. Or take a chance with the romance, she'll tear your heart. I know she looking like an angel, but she cold and dark.
Whoever finds me finds life. No waking and profit from rap.
Bottles of gold, the lights are bright, my shades is on, half on the hype. We need you, God, cause we ain't right. Easily, these are the reasons we need Jesus Christ up in our life. Cause every day I'm trying to grow up, I'm trying to stop saying niggas so much. My niggas be like, so what? That's why them white folks go nuts every time we show up. And they be like, hold up, and they don't even know us. They looking at us crazy before we even walk in. The devil is serious. He wanna see us all in coffin. God is serious too. He wants you to live forever, forever with you and your crew. You and your fam. And your enemies too.
Whoever finds me finds life. No waking man profit from rap.
Yeah. So that's the enemy song, so you guys had a chance to hear it. If you guys want to know the lyrics, you can actually go to my website, and I have a tab where you can listen to all the lyrics on my songs and, you know, check out the lyrics and, you know, really dig into them and figure out what these songs mean and what's the meaning behind them, because they have truth to them. You know, we all struggle with certain things, man. We're trying to escape these enemies, these demons every single day, man, all these things that discourage us, that, you know. So we're going to go on to the next song. And this next song is called Melvin Farr. And this is actually one of my favorite songs, too. I had help with this record. You know, I produced the record along with my friend Tim Boski, Lone Star Beats. And we put it together. You know, it was a fully produced record featuring Liddell Hart, who's actually doing some major things. He was on the show a couple weeks ago, and he's doing some pretty good things. So the song is called Melvin Farr, but it has like a double-edged meaning, I would like to say. My father's name was Melvin. And, you know, he was far from home. You know, he wasn't around much when I was younger. You know, I had no problems with him, but he was far. You know, he was in Mississippi. I was in Detroit. So a lot of times when I was running into trouble in Detroit, you know, maybe I wouldn't have gotten in as much trouble as a youngster if he was close. So I named the song Melvin Farr. But it's also another meaning because it's a superstar car dealer slash former football player by the name of Mel Farr. That was actually in Detroit, and he was a big deal growing up. You know, he was one of those guys who used to do his commercials and to basically talk about his car dealership, the Ford car dealership, Mel Farr. And he's always wear a cape, and he's always fly away. So I kind of put the name together because at the end of the song it's saying fly far away, far away, fly far away. So once you guys hear it, you'll understand. But, you know, it's not a diss to my father at all, but it's basically just talking about some of the things that brought me from a place to where I was to where I am now. And here it is, Melvin Farr featuring Liddell Hart. Let's get it.
Sometimes I look around and wonder why it's free will and the choices we make. I know it seems ill. God, help us. I know it ain't real. The devil on my shoulder, but I wanna see still. Sometimes you don't think about it till you older. Trying to figure out why we ran up in that Kroger and hit licks with things we never got caught with. Cop came too late. We at the apartment and split it down the middle. Anything from batteries to Skittles, anything to make a nickel. And reminiscing where we barely ever had a nickel. When stealing no five nickels just for us to seem official. And running up in Brian Alvarez's crib. To pay him back, we was bad little kids. And flipping couches and taking money, y'all trousers, and tearing up people's houses. We was tripping, yo. Mama, I do apologize. But the days I took that whipping, you ain't realize. We was three deep in that dynasty, on the way to that Myers Creek. Couldn't wait till you fall asleep, just so I can go take the key. Young blood, you remember those rad days? When I used to go to school for them half days. And you couldn't hoop if you ain't half grade. And you was weak if you ain't halfway.
Those were the good days, I do miss them, no. We so out of here, baby. We made it out the struggle, but I do miss them, no. But I do miss them, no. Cause we made it to the mountaintop.
We ain't stopping either.
We got a long way to go, a long way to go.
I feel like heaven is the mission, and I'ma take you with me. But we still got a long way to go.
I thank moms for the church.
Thank you.
I thank Twan for the basketball. I thank God, too.
Praise him.
He made this bastard tall, never eligible in the fall. That fourth and five list kept me in the hall. No 2.0 grade average, no basketball. I ain't care about class at all. I was more concerned with fashion law. Skipping middle school just to pass them all. And beating homie up, he don't wanna pass the ball. Think it's funny, I'm about to blast his jaw. Shout out to Mr. Hammond for something he saw. When the other teachers in the staff only saw a dog, he saw a star. He told me to put on my cape and fly away like Melvin Farr.
Fly away, 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 fly away.
Yeah, so that's the Melvin Farr record. That was one of the first records I actually recorded for this project, the Motown project, which was released early February. Actually, I did a soft release in January 15th, which was my mother's birthday, Martin Luther King Day. I released the album with 13 records, and I re-released it in February around my birthday with actually two more records. Well, I'm sorry, three more records and two instrumentals. So you guys can also go to my website if you want to download the album. It's actually a lot cheaper on my website. It's $4 on my website. But if you want to go ahead and be official and go on iTunes and cop the album, you can also do that if you want. It's up to you. But if you just want to listen to my album, you can go to my website and listen to every song for free. Because the most important thing to me right now is that you guys hear the music, appreciate the music, and, you know, take a liking to the music, you know. And so if you want to support and cop the album, cool. If not, that's cool, too. I'm just happy you have interest. So make sure you visit my website. You know, Eric Zuli is calling me Mr. MoEgger.com, so I guess I have to continue to promote my website because nobody's going to promote it as much as me. So make sure you guys go and visit www.moeager.com. And go ahead and check out all the cool things we have going, man. Shout out to all my Spartan dogs, man. All the Spartans that flew out here this week for the actual MSU Alumni Foundation meeting. It was awesome yesterday. You know, I'm actually going back out there tonight for the dinner so we can actually, you know, recap on some more things tonight. So shout out to everyone that actually, you know, took the time to come out here and visit. You know, us out here in sunny California. So we're working hard. We want to continue to make things happen. You know, once again, we want to send our prayers and our love to those who have lost loved ones out in Oklahoma. It was very unfortunate to hear. And, keep your prayers going. You know, and we're going to be right back with a quick commercial break. And we're going to hopefully have my boy online, and we're going to do some special things. We're going to talk about some cool things. It's Sports and Music with Mo Egger. Let's get it. Easy Way Broadcasting. Peace.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zuli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports. Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zuli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Tia. We back once again,
hello?
Man. You know, we had to tune you guys into a few little, you know, musical genius things that we put together over at Sports and Music. You know, we got a caller who just called in. Yo, yo, caller.
Hey, what's going on?
Yo, who this?
This is Louie.
Louie, what's up, bro? Bro, what's the word, man?
Not much, man. Just at work. Just at the office.
Oh, okay, cool, man. That's what it is, man. You see, we doing numbers on this video, man. We just wanted to go ahead and have the director, editor himself come on and, you know, give thanks for those, you know, who have been supporting us thus far.
I know, right? We definitely have to make a video to give a shout-out to all the guys who've watched the video and to continue to support us. So just don't think that we're ignoring you guys. We definitely have something planned for you all, and hopefully you guys continue to support us with our next videos and including this one still.
That's cool, man. What other cool things you got going on besides the Motown film?
I'm actually editing right now a video for Macy Kate, a very talented up-and-coming artist who just did a song with Sean Kingston. So he's not in the actual music video itself, but he is featured in the track. It's a great song, and it's a wonderful video. And I just about finished it today, but I'm probably not going to release it for 2 weeks.
Okay, yeah, she's a talented young lady from Florida, you know. She's going to do some special things in the music industry, of course. That's good, man. Well, you're doing your thing, brother. We want to thank you for calling in, you know, just, you know. I'm always talking about you on here. They're like, who is this Louis Nigga? You know?
Really?
Like, well, he's been on the show before, but, like, just in case you don't know, you know what I'm saying, tell them where they can find you at.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, at Viewability, so at V-I-E-W-B-I-L-I-T-Y. And I've just been getting really involved on Twitter, so that's a really good way to communicate with me and get in contact with me. So if you want to make videos, watch more videos, definitely hit me up on Twitter.
That's what it is, bro. Shoot, man, thanks again for calling in, man. You know, I'm going to catch up with you in the next couple of days, and we're going to make some things happen, bro.
For sure, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, Luke.
All right, later, bro.
Yeah. That was the boy, Louis Mayo. Yo, what up, Shy, man? Are you on the line, brother? Yo.
It's 303, it's D Tong.
Yo, what's the word?
It's 303, it's D Tong. How you doing?
How you doing, sir? What's the word with you? Thanks for calling in to Sports and Music.
Hey, no problem, man. I just wanted to stop by, say hello. I know that I've had your music on my show. I don't know, I think you said Chi-Town or you thought it was somebody else, but it's D-Tong from D-Tong Sports Talk and Music Show.
What'd it do, man? I heard you over there playing that interlock system, brother.
Interlock system, Motown, absolutely, no doubt about it, man. Interlock system was definitely on the show a couple shows ago. Motown made it. We've done some back-to-backs and even put you on. I mean, I don't know if you're familiar, you probably saw it, but the Indie Music Playlist podcast, and I do that show as well, so I threw you know, one of your songs on there too. Just give you a little props, give you a little love, but at the same time, great songs. I'm loving it. I appreciate you definitely giving me the music to use and to promote, no doubt about it.
Oh, man, I appreciate you actually displaying the music, man. We're both in the same field, you know, we both representing the blog talk world, and we're trying to make it happen, man. I had a chance to listen to your show a few times, too. It was really interesting, man. It was good to hear that, you know, you displaying a lot of new talent, new artists out there, man. You know, speak about how you feel about, you know, just giving back to the, you know, community by just helping others who need opportunities in general.
Well, basically, you know, that's kind of how I got serious about my show. You know, it's obviously I love sports and I love music. And mainstream, obviously, when you grow up, that's what's put out there in front of you. But when you find and really dig into what's going on with the music underground, what they're doing, what other artists are doing, just because they're not out there in the limelight and you don't see them every day on the TV and hear them every day on the, you know, mainstream radio shows doesn't mean there's even better music to find and to dig for. So that's kind of what, you know, the basis of my show really helped out is I bring artists together, I give them an avenue, and if it's something good, well, guess what? I'm going to put it on my show. Also, I have an avenue to where for $5, you can get on the show guaranteed airplay. And I'm sure you know about that, but at the same time, I'm there to do it for anybody. So if I like the songs, I like the music, it could be free. Or if you spend $5 and I really love it, well, guess what? I might put you in the rotation and just keep on pushing it. You know, sports is going to be there. We can always talk about sports. Music's going to be there. But finding really good music, digging in, and when you find it, help put those people out there because it gives them motivation. I mean, these artists are out there struggling, doing their thing as much as they can, as hard as they can, and they need that motivation. Like, oh, I got on a podcast, I got on a radio show, I got this. Even one or two small plays or small little steps can take them very far with that positive energy they can create.
Yeah, definitely. And that's what it's about, man, creating opportunities for others. And that energy is awesome. You know, I want to thank you just for showing the love on Twitter. You know, I've been sending tweets now. With that being said, you know, I'm going to eventually do some work with the artists that you plugged me with, and make some things happen, man. I'm always about the up and coming artists. You know, I'm considered an up and coming artist myself. You know, I mainly produce my records. I produce all of my records. Write most of them, and that's how I'm doing it. You know, I'm just trying to make myself as valuable as possible.
And you're capable of marketing it too. You know, some people, they could put out the music, but they don't know how to get out there. You know, and so
yeah.
Some small avenue can give them some confidence to say, oh, I can do this, or I can go do that. You know, I mean, there's, especially with today's technology, there's so many ways to get yourself
Absolutely.
Out there. I mean, even with sports, you know, I mean, you can put out some kind of highlight tape that can get on the right film with the right person watching it, and it's just like music. If the right person sees it or hears it, that's the person you want, you know, and the only way to actually put it in front of those people is to put it out there.
That's it. Let's talk about how important it is for artists actually to educate themselves. You know, some artists, you know, they feel they have to go through a certain route in order to be heard. I feel like it's important for artists to actually get online, get mentors, find out other ways and creative ways to be able to get your music out there. And I think it's really important, you know, to do some research and educate yourself on how to market yourself.
Well, yeah, and it's just like, you know, a sports agent. You know, a lot of these athletes can represent themselves. The music artists can represent themselves. But these days, you really can cut out the middleman. If you're willing to go out there and grind and do yourself and market yourself and brand yourself, you can do it. You know, you can pay somebody else to do it, but you can save that cost and do it yourself, especially, again, with the technology and what we have today. The capabilities are endless, and it's global. You know, you don't have to just rely on your hometown or your small area and sit there and go to little shows every single day to make 50 to 70 to 100 bucks just to put your name out there. I mean, you can get a YouTube, and you can market and promote that just as well as going to small little venues or small little bars. You know, there's ways to do it that you can reach people in China without even, you know, stepping foot in Asia.
That's absolutely correct. You said the best thing, you know, just cutting out the middle, man. And me personally, man, nobody's going to go hard for you as you can for yourself. You know, it's easy to go out and hire somebody to pay them $2,500 a month to do PR, but, you know, if they don't know you as well as you know yourself, man, it's, you know, some people just won't go as hard for you, you know. So I think it's really important to get yourself to a certain point in your own career to where if anyone come in and decide to want to help, all they have to do is really push a button, and then, you know, you're out of here, you know?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And that's the problem. If you're always under somebody else's scrutiny or somebody else's control, you're always expendable. You know, they can always get rid of you and go find somebody else that's willing to compromise or willing to do what they tell you to do. It's just like a corporation, you know? If you're under a label, well, guess what? You're going to be under a label. You know, it's like under an umbrella.
Yeah.
You can't let the rain fall on you because you got the umbrella in the way to enjoy the freshness and the, you know, of what the rain provides. But if you got the umbrella in the way, you're missing out on the whole experience.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, man. Where are you from? Where do you reside out of?
Originally from Denver, Colorado. Been here, there, been everywhere, really. I mean, been a lot of places around the world. Came back here, lived in Atlanta for about 5 years, lived in Northeast Ohio for about 6 years, came back to Colorado and decided, you know, I want everything to be in my, I want my backyard to be a playground, and that's kind of what this provides for me. You know, it's everything I want to do. It's mountain biking, snowboarding, hiking. You want to go, you know, for a nice run and really get yourself into shape, this is the place to do it. Now I'm living in Winter Park, Colorado, which is about an hour and a half from Denver, and pretty popular spot around here, nice resort, but at the same time, very peaceful. Two stoplights in Winter Park, Fraser's 5 minutes away, Granby Valley, just a great area, nice, beautiful area to reside. And what I'm trying to do is just focus on my radio show and building up my personal radio show/media avenues, for other people, for businesses, for artists, for everything. And, you know, it's, to me, I treat it like a barter system. I treat it as, this is what I'm going to do for you, and this is where I want to live and what I want to experience in my life. So that's been offered to me, and I'm taking full advantage of it, that I'm finally, you know, compensated accordingly. So I've been able to come up here and do what I want to do, be where I want to be, and live the life I want to live. And it's been a blessing. You know, I just started it as D-Tong Sports, kind of brand that. And my name is Dan Tong, so D-Tong comes out of that. I got a brother, his name's Shane, so we just kind of grew up together, and people started calling me D-Tong, stuck with it, and here I am, Brandon, D-Tong Sports, D-Tong Radio, and doing sports talk, independent music, and I got a show in about 50 minutes.
Hey, that's cool, man. Before we get off the line, I want to ask you one quick question. How long did it actually take for you to actually get to a point where you felt comfortable, not only financially, but, you know, in other areas, to where you're happy with where you're at, you know, like you said, man, before you finally start getting compensated. You know, explain to the listeners how important it is to continue to have that passion and that drive and not necessarily get the outcome that you expect all the time, but, you know, just keeping at it, and then, you know, eventually it comes around.
And there's no doubt about that. I mean, if you're understanding and goal setting, and goal setting goes from business to sports to, you know, education, everything. I mean, it starts with setting that goal and being committed to it. And so if you're committed to it, and people are going to understand that, and they're going to read your passion, and they're going to follow along, or they're going to appreciate the fact that, hey, he's doing this because he loves it. Hey, he's doing it because he enjoys doing it. You know, there's a lot of people mm-hmm. that got to go 9 to 5 every day, and they hate their jobs, and, oh, well, I guess it just pays the bills. Well, I mean, you want to pay the bills, or, I mean, life is too short. Just pay the bills. And, you know, there's so many things to offer out there that if you're willing to compromise, you're willing to sacrifice, you're willing to struggle for a minute, you're willing to do some things to get to your goal, but you have that end goal in mind, well, that's not going to be your end goal either. You know, you're going to have this big goal, and you're going to reach it, and then you're going to have a bigger goal. So, and that's what it gives you. It gives you a lot of confidence. And I've been doing it probably about 3.5, almost 4 years now, but 2 years seriously, and now it's starting to really catch momentum. You know, I mean, it's one of those things that played a lot of sports, been to a lot of, you know, tryouts, done a lot of things. I'm athletic. I keep active. I understand what it takes to be a good athlete. I understand how the, you know, media scrutinizes athletes today, especially in the professional level, even on down to the high school level. But I still appreciate the athlete, and that's the side I take, is the athletic side. And so, to me, it takes time, it takes persistence, just like with anything. But if you have confidence in what you're doing, and you listen to yourself, and you just get that joy of, hey, this is going to happen for me, this is what I'm going to do no matter what, everything else aside, then you're going to accomplish your goals, period. From that goal to another goal, it's going to give you confidence to do anything you want to do in life.
Man, you just spoke volumes, brother. You know, you answered my question exactly how I wanted you to answer, brother, and that's pretty cool because, you know, here on Sports and Music with Mo Acker, man, we're all about lifting people up, giving them hope and understanding that, you know, all good things come from above, but we have to work hard and continue to get after it. So, man, thanks again for calling in, bro. Tell us where we can find you and how we can check out your show, man.
Hey, anytime. DTongSports.com, building a website, working on some things. I kind of do it all myself. But also Blog Talk Radio, obviously, right here, just D-Tong, D-T-O-N-G, all over the place. I mean, at Twitter, D-Tong Sports, Google+, Instagram, YouTube. I mean, just like you, I'm on top of the digital and social revolution, man. So, I mean, it's the only place to go, the only way to go, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. I'm here for you. And, again, about 35 minutes, I'll be on air as well.
Yes. What's up, brother? Well, shout out to my boy D-Tong Music, man. Thanks again for calling on, man, and inspiring not only myself, but hopefully inspiring some of the listeners here. So you have a good show, bro, and I might call in myself, man, to support your end, man. Let's get it, brother.
Open call anytime. Thanks for the time, and enjoy the rest of your show and day.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, that's my dog, D-Tong. Yo, who we got on the line here? What's up? Yo.
I'm late, but I'm here. Rashad Holloway, what's up, my brother?
Yo, what it do, bro?
What's going on, baby?
Man, I can't call it, man. Introduce the world to yourself, man.
Rashad Holloway. don't know what else to say about myself. Never been good at talking about myself.
Oh, well, this is the show you have to talk about yourself, man. You know, we understand being humble and everything like that, but, you know, they need to know who you are, dog.
All right, well, Rashad Holloway, professional fighter, professional boxer, trash entrepreneur. You know, I've been boxing 21 years. Trained by the great Freddie Roach, number 12 in the world. Injured my shoulder about 18 months ago. Been out for a while. Been around some of the best from being in camp with Pacquiao, Shane Mosley, Margarito. They called me the super spawn partner for years for running around beating up world champions. I was a three-time national champion, long-time amateur on the U.S. team. Like, had a good career, still have a good career. Took the sidelines for a little while after being injured and jumped into business. Opened up a few gyms, started managing a couple fighters, and there you go.
That's what's up, bro. You know, I always commended your hard work and where you at as an athlete. You know, I see a lot of you and me just by, you know, you were down. I remember you were down for a little while, but, you know, you didn't stop, man. You went ahead and opened up a gym, man. You went ahead and made opportunities for others. And I feel like that's a blessed because, you know, not only from the Midwest, that's always, a plus, you know, my plus, but it was good to see another athlete out here just to discover different avenues in his life and not just depend on, you know, certain things that got him there.
100%. I think, you know what, I think sometimes as athletes, man, I think a lot of us are like in a box. You know what I mean? And I know you know that. I think about how many athletes you know when their careers are over, they don't know what else they're going to do with their lives. Half of them, most professional athletes go broke within years after retirement. You know, so it's a lot of just understanding yourself and just understanding and knowing who you are as a person and knowing your worth, I think, you know? Like I did at the time when I got injured, I didn't know, you know? I mean, look at you. You ran it in college, top college player, NBA. Listen, you walked away. You walked away from it. Like, how many people can honestly say they're in a position to be able to make millions of dollars a year, and they say, look, I'm going to walk away from it because my heart's not in it. Like,
that's it.
You got to take that off or something like that, man. I mean, you at the end of the day, like, so many people succumb to what society says they are, what society says they should be, versus jumping out, going with what's in their heart. Going with what you know,
man.
And just chasing it.
Man, you're absolutely correct, man. You know, I feel like we do live in a society where people want to plan out your path for you. But, you know, it's up to you to really take control of your life and, you know, dictate some of the things that you really want to do. You know what I'm saying? According to your heart, your passion, your drive. And it's easy for people to take the easy way out and do things others want them to do for them. Of course, you know, you want to make your friends and family happy. But at some point in your life, man, you got to do something that's going to make you happy, man. So I really do appreciate you realizing that, man. We have a caller, man. We about to bring them in. Caller, 60630, where you from?
What's up, Mo Hager? It's Tash Q from MSU.
Yo, what up, though, Spartan Dog? What it do?
What it do, man? Doing big things, man. Glad you're doing well, man.
Oh, I really appreciate it, man. You have any questions for me or Rashad?
Yeah, man. I want to bring up the NBA lottery, man, because it seems like, I mean, it's a tough topic, but I think there's a lot of conspiracy. You know, with Chicago a few years ago having a 1.6% chance getting the number one pick. LeBron leaves, then Cleveland gets the number one pick. David Stern owns New Orleans, and they get the number one pick. Matter of fact, I'm predicting the Sacramento Kings to get the number one pick tonight. I want to hear what y'all have to say about that.
What do you think about that, Shaq?
Politics, man. Politics runs sports nowadays, man. It's sad. I mean, it's sad when you got, you know what I mean, people who just love the game, like whatever sport it may be, and they see the corruption in it. Man, I think all sports, you know what, and you all see it. I mean, you're not blind to it. Basketball, football, baseball, boxing, every sport is all politics. It's not even about talent anymore nowadays.
Man, you're absolutely correct about that, and I feel like not even in sports, and just in the industry in general, man, we had a point where talent is almost, I don't want to say it's obsolete, but, you know, I want to say it's 95% business, maybe 5% talent, you know. And like you said, man, I think everything is political at this point, but it's up to you to be able to, you know, make your party political. What I mean by that is, you know, develop your own team to where you come up with your team and the people that you're working with, and, you know, you're working with your peoples, and then people going to be looking at you like, oh, those guys are political. They don't work with nobody else. But you got to hear, we came up together, so
But it's sad that the fans, like, listen, I'm listening to you, and I'm listening to what you called in and talked about, and I'm hearing you, and it's sad because you're a fan. You're a fan of the sport. You're a fan of basketball. And it's sad to see you cheated out of it like that. You know, it's like you could predict what's going to happen nowadays.
I mean, definitely, I'm a fan, but at the end, it's entertainment. You know what I mean? Just like going and watching actors and actresses at movies. You know, sports is a business, and it's a business for pleasure. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want it to turn like WWF where everything's all predicted. But I think they do a good job of marketing. But, you know, it's just something I noticed, and I just want to hear what y'all had to say about it. Appreciate it. You know, continued success to you, Mo.
Hey, man, appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling in. Are you in Michigan?
No, man, I'm in Chi-Town, man. I finished my MBA. I'm a sales executive now and doing big things and, you know, always listening to your music and, you know, trying to keep it real as always.
Oh, man, I really appreciate that, man. I know you're a true Sparty because most Sparties get done with Michigan State, they go right to Chicago.
Yeah, there's a ton of Spartans out here, man. Next time you're out here, man, let's set something up, you know, get all the alumni in and, you know, get something going out here.
Yeah, my boy Anthony Hamo and Andy Harvey's out there, so you know I plan on visiting those guys in the summer. So let's definitely put something together.
Summertime's the best time to come here, man.
I believe it. All right, thanks again for calling in, bro.
For sure.
Yeah, Sean. So man, let's talk about some of the things that keep you going every day, man. I know you were down for 18 months. You know, what's keeping you actually motivated? You know, you told me you have a fight coming up in August. So let's talk about those things, bro.
Man, you know what? Like I said, man, I had some time to sit back and really just kind of just find myself and enjoy life a little bit. You know, it took so long for me to actually have a break. I've been boxing all these years, and it's like after a while, with a certain sport, you get burnt out after a while. You know, mentally, and it's not just physically, but mentally, like, you just kind of lose your edge sometimes. It's normal. It happens. You know, I mean, I don't care. Kobe, there's nothing Kobe can say to me that ever makes me believe that he's never lost his edge one time, or even Jordan. I mean, Jordan had to walk away from the game when his father died, you know? It's like, after a while, you lose that edge, and it's just something, you get burnt out with anything in life. It becomes monotonous. So, I mean, sometimes you gotta dig deep and find yourself, man. But, you know, I didn't think so. Like, I never thought, I told people I'd never be a trainer in my life. Like, I never trained fighters. I never wanted to, but I understand boxing, and it's crazy. Like, me and Freddie Roach, my coach, will sit and talk about it, and he comes and asks me my advice and my ideas anytime Pacquiao fought or when his good fighters were fighting. And it's like, I understand the game. I understand the business side of it. I understand how to teach it. Like, boxing lacks teachers. And I actually started training people. I got a call to train Usher, man, like 6 months after I was injured for a movie role to play Sugar Leonard, who was my idol.
Wow,
and
that's
what got me in the that's what got me in the training. And I, you know, did it for a little while, and got calls to train a couple other celebrities. And I really wasn't into the whole celebrity aspect. I was afraid to get into that realm. I hate egos. I hate egos. I hate dealing with people. I don't know how I was gonna clash. I don't know if we're gonna clash or not. You know, I just like regular people. You know, and just the people I worked with, it was pretty cool. And I saw how many people actually, like, wanted to learn, and not just that. I understood fitness from being in places like IMG, being a part of Velocity Sports Performance, being at, what is it, Athletes Performance at Carson. Like, I've had some of the best strength coaches in the world all over, you know what I mean? So I took the knowledge that I had, and, you know, I went ahead and got certified. Got several certifications to really understand the body, and I feel like I really enjoyed it. Like, so I jumped into training, got into my first gym, teamed up with my partner, got another one, and, you know, started another one with some partners, and that was it. You know, it's been kind of the
pretty
burden.
Good,
so that actually sparked my interest to fight again, because the doctor told me I'd never fight again. And I was kind of, first 6 months, I was kind of down in the dumps about it. After that, I was like, you know what? I'm okay. Like, I enjoy what I do. It wasn't about the money, but I made a good living, make a good living doing it, a great living doing it. And I'm like, you know what? I actually enjoyed it, but it made me miss fighting. I saw the game, and I saw the fighters coming up. I saw all the guys I came up with. I saw guys I beat throughout the amateurs. And I said, you know what? Like, I still want to do this. Like, my goal is to come back, fight 7 more times. And it's real political in the game, you know, but I want to come back, fight 7 more times, get my world title shot. Walk away and do something different that's never been done. I want to be the first guy to ever win a world title, manage a world champion and be a successful entrepreneur at the same time. Never
and
been
brother,
done
you can do it. You can do
and
it.
I'm a guy that,
for one reason.
I'm a guy that God.
Yeah, you're going to do it because you got the mindset already, man. You know, I feel like, you know, athletes have always had mindsets to overcome certain things. And, you know, by us seeking a challenge, you know, it always becomes a challenge to or do we always want to prove somebody wrong? I'm not saying that we want to be successful because we want to prove people wrong, but it's a driving force. And,
it's driving.
I feel like you can do it, brother.
Thank you.
I want to talk about the time.
What?
Oh, no, I was going to talk about the time when we first met, man, when we were actually at the at the high school. It was me, you, Mario Van Peebles, the big fella from Blindside, and a few others, and we was actually on a panel, and we were talking about, the discussion was anti-bullying, and that's one thing, you know, that's been really, really, really prevalent, and not only in the youth, but, you know, it's adults that's getting bullied too, man. Let's speak on anti-bullying right now, man, you know, because a lot of people really want to know how we can defeat it, you know, with our youngsters, man.
You know what, I hate to say it, but at times it seems like it's a lost cause. Like, I think it goes back to what I was talking about earlier. Like, a lot of bullying has to do with insecurities, you know what I mean? Like, I think about it, I think everybody at some point in their life has been that bully. Like, I know in my life I've been that bully. Sometimes where you feel like you're superior to someone else, or you want to show out in front of your friends, or not even that you're superior, you just be someone that you can take advantage of to make yourself look good. And like I said, I don't think there's one person in this world that can say they've never done it. And bullying can be taken so many ways. It's not physical. You know, it's more emotional. You know, it has a lot to do with words. It's more words than it is physical. And I honestly just think, we as people, like especially kids, a lot of the parents, and not just the parents, just a lot of it starts with not even just the parents, because the parents do a great job. Some parents do a real good job. But when that kid leaves home and that kid has to fit in society, which at that point in their life, the school, for them, their peers are in school, that's society. For them, they want to fit in. They don't want to be outcast. They don't want to be looked down upon all day long. They don't want to be talked about. So it's like certain kids succumb to certain things. And I think a lot of it, man, it has to do with just the groups. I think kids need to spend more time together in groups. We need more mentors. We need more mentors, like young mentors like ourselves. You know, guys even younger than us, kicking back, talking to these kids, having groups of kids, taking them to the movies, spending time with kids, letting them know who they are, letting them know it's okay, it's cool to just be you. You don't have to be what other people think you have to be in order to be cool. Just you're cool the way you are. And I think that's really what bullying boils down to. Like, everybody wants to be cool and fit in, so they do it to show out.
Yeah, man. I tweeted it earlier. I'm like, it's a lot easier to be yourself. Man, you make some good points. We have a caller that's that just called in. Where is this person from? Carlo 111. Holla at us. What you doing?
What's going on, Mo Hager?
What's up, brother? Who are we speaking to?
This is Jay the Great from the Good Times Show.
What up, man?
Good times, anytime you need a payment.
What up, boy?
I just wanted to say congratulations to you, man. Me and the princess just want to say congratulations on your movement and everything that you got going on, good brother.
Ah, man, I really appreciate it, man. You know, I've been following you guys also, man. So y'all doing some good things over there, man. Good times. Killer Curves, Princess of All, yourself, man. Thanks again, brother.
Absolutely, absolutely, man. So listen, you know, I just wanted to, you know, congratulate you, give a salute to it. I think the topic is great, definitely bullying and the whole thing that's going on. I think my man dropping science, so I'm just, you know, listening to the show a fan right now, so I'm just listening in to the show, saluting it.
Ah, man, appreciate it. Yeah, we're just trying to uplift people, man, in different ways that, you know, that we don't hear a lot, you know. We just want to be the most positive, influential individuals we can be, you know, because we are in situations, we are in positions to where we can help others and youngsters and make people feel good about themselves, man. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's like the guy that's on the phone as well as yourself, you know, taking leadership and setting it by examples. When we were growing up, you know, that's what we had. We had cats that actually did it and show youngsters how to do it and not just talk about it. It's easy to give a speech, but it's another thing to get out here and actually show a youngster how to change his life, how he can go through, you know, adversity and still, you know, move on with his future. So, you know, I salute what you're doing, man, and I just wanted to call in and just say that, you know, So just calling in and just to say salute to you.
Ah, man. Thanks again, Jay the Great. That's Dre the Great, y'all, man. Y'all go ahead and check out his show. Let them know where they can find you at, brother.
The Good Time Show, man. We go on in about an hour. 4 o'clock West Coast, 7 o'clock East Coast, and 6 on Central. Mix 247 Vegas, 89 Hot 108 FM, or catch us online. So, you know, Good Time Show. But it's all about you, man. I wasn't calling in to promote. I was just calling in to salute you and let you know that I'm listening and supporting you.
Oh, man, but you're over here at Sports and Music, man. We promote everybody, man. We want everybody to get on. So that ain't even a point. We good.
That's your spot.
You know what I'm saying? Well, let's get it, bro, man. That's Jay the Great. Appreciate it. Jay the Great, y'all. Jay the Great, y'all. Clap it up. All right, Shad, man. Before I get you off the line, man, I know you're busy. I know you're about to get your spa on. You already know I need to come out there and holler at you, man. I can get that good boxing workout in, man. I've been ducking and dodging you, man, but I need to come holler at you, man.
Come on out. You know you got to open invitation.
That's what's up. All right, bro. Well, shoot, man. Who you got in the playoffs?
Man, listen here. Look, I'm rooting for Indiana. I want to see my Pacers do it. They're not even my Pacers, but, you know, look, I'm pro Cincinnati. We don't have a basketball team, so I grew up in the Michael Jordan era, so I was pro Chicago. I was a Bulls fan. I just follow players. I don't really follow teams. Now, when it comes to the NFL, I'm the biggest single fan ever, the Reds, Cincinnati Reds, I'm a fan. But, you know, I got to go with my boy. Me and D-West go way back, man, so I got to go with Dave West. I'm rooting for the Pacers, man. I want to see them go ahead and beat Miami down.
That's what's up.
I want to see.
Is David West from Cleveland?
David West from Jersey. David West from Jersey.
Okay.
But, you know, it's crazy. He went to Xavier in Cincinnati.
Xavier.
All right. And me and Dave West, we met when I was getting ready for the 04 Olympics. We trained at a place called Velocity together. And the crazy part was me and D West kicked it, same way me and you kicked it. Me and D West used to train together every day. Now, I don't run around talking about what I do. But one of the trainers talked about it. And D West is a humongous boxing fan, like humongous. So he would come in the gym every day and talk my head off about boxing. Funny part is D West looked so young back then. I thought he was one of the college kids going to the draft. I didn't know who he was. That was the funny part. Like, we sat there and we rapped. And he talked about sports. And one day I'm like, hey, okay, so you know what college you go to? So I went to Xavier. I said, okay, so you know how you projected in the draft? He said, I'm in the NBA already. I said, huh? So he told me his name. He told me his name. I knew his first name was David. He said, no, I'm Dave. Dave West. I said, I hate you. He looked at me because I'm a UC fan, and he played for Xavier. So we had to cross town rob. I said, I hate you. You gave us hell. So now, to this day, man, you know what I mean? We remain real tight, man. I always talk, kick to come to my fights, man. So anyway, all that being said, I'm rooting for him, man, because I want to see him do it. He's a good brother, man.
That's what's up, bro. Well, thanks again for joining us on this week's portion of Sports and Music with Mo Agger. I'm sure we'll be talking soon. And good luck with everything, bro. And let's get it, dog.
Thanks, my brother. Appreciate you. I'll see you in a minute, all right?
All righty, bro. Well, man, we reached a portion where the show is unfortunately about to come to an end, guys. You know, I got more work to do and more people to see and more lives to change, man. Sports and Music with Mo Agger. Make sure you guys check us out next week. We're going to have some special guests on again. Visit the Easy Way Broadcast website, man. It's actually about to be really, really exciting. You know, we have some cool things we have going on for you guys. Shout out to Eric Dooley. Shout out to Tina Truman. Excellent producers on this show. And we're going to make some things happen, man. We just can't wait to be able to display everything. But, you know, just like, you know, our greatness can't be rushed, so... We all taking our time. You know, we putting our work in, but we letting the chips fall where they may. So, once again, shout out to the families out in Oklahoma who lost kids and the loved ones, man. You know, shout out to those people, man. That was a sad situation, man. I was sorry to hear with the tornadoes. And, you know, so continue to pray for those families. Check us out again, Sports and Music with Mo Agger. Don't forget to visit the website, moagger.com. MOEAGER.com. Reach out to me on Twitter. I follow back. I hit people up, man. I'm here to interact with you guys. So let's get it. We out.
Thank you for listening to Sports and Music with Mo Egger, only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Join Mo every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.